Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith. So I wanted to talk today about manifesting your dream lifestyle and manifesting freedom. And what sparked this inspiration to record this podcast was a post that I did that I think I want to start doing at least once a month. So if you guys follow me on Instagram at Law of Attraction Tribe, you notice that pretty much every like Sunday or Monday, I like to do a beginning of the week post that says, this week I manifested an extra $1,000 or an unexpected 5K or like whatever it is. And people love these posts. And it's a really great way to just, you know, get in a good frame of mind around setting your intention at the beginning of the week, and you know, you get everyone rallying around it, and there's always like hundreds of comments, and it's just a fun little game of like acting as if and just calling in extra money. So I did a little bit of a different one this past week where I said, okay, imagine that you just received $1 million, but the catch is you have to spend all of it. What would you buy? And the reason I did this is because I think we get in this mindset of like, well, I want to be a millionaire. I want to manifest seven figures, but we don't really think about why. We don't think like what we need that money for. What do we want? What are we going to do with that money? And instead, our limiting beliefs start to take over, telling us that we're wrong for wanting that much, that it's greedy, that it's bad, that we're bad at managing money and we can't handle large sums of money. So it's really important to think about like the end game. Like, what is that money going to give you? And I noticed that every single post had to do with things like, I want to pay off my mortgage or I want to buy a home. There were so many posts that were like, I want to start a homestead. I want to buy land. I want to start a farm. I want to grow my own food. I want to build like a family compound type thing. And I know that's kind of like trending right now. And I absolutely love it. I love that people are thinking about becoming like self-sustainable and thinking about like their family and their lifestyle and their future. And really, like that money, that $1 million, for example, in this post, it isn't greedy and it isn't bad. It is a resource that is helping you create the life that you want for yourself and your family and that you absolutely deserve. And what was interesting is like nobody was really saying, you know, I want to buy like a really fancy car or whatever. It was mostly like practical things to build the life that they want for themselves and their family. And so I think that it's really helpful to sort of get into that mode of like, what is the lifestyle that I want to create? What is the outcome that I want for my family? Like, what do I want to build for my family or for my future? And what I've noticed with myself and after working with so many people around manifesting money is that it's never really about the money, right? Like we all want it for sure. We all want more of it. And especially now with how crazy things have gotten with inflation and just like owning a home and things like that. It's just gotten so outrageous. And so it's like, yeah, everybody wants more money, but it really isn't about the money. When you really get down to it, almost everyone has the same goal, and that goal is freedom. Now, it could mean freedom from your job, freedom from your boss, freedom from depending on a corporation for a paycheck every 2 weeks to survive. It could mean freedom to be home with your children instead of having to send them to daycare. It could be freedom to be able to afford land and do the whole homesteading thing. It could be freedom to travel. Like, freedom can mean a lot of different things to different people, but it's really the freedom that we're after. And money is just simply the resource to get us there. And I think that we get caught up in the money aspect of it, that sometimes we can like lose our way with why we started doing something in the first place, or why we, you know, wanted the money in the first place. And the reason I'm saying this is because I was listening to a few different podcasts this week. And these are podcasts, like they're like top podcasts. They're very popular. They're around entrepreneurship, marketing, like that kind of thing. And I was so freaking anxious after listening to these podcasts. And these podcasts were supposed to be like, you know, ways to be less stressed in your business and ways to like help avoid burnout and things like that. But oh my gosh, after listening to this episode, I was like so stressed out. And it was funny because the podcast host at one point said, like, I've just not been feeling creative lately or inspired. And I thought, well, no shit. Like, she had basically left the corporate world to build her own business. And in doing so, she like recreated the corporate world. And so the podcast was like talking about, you know, having all of these meetings with all of your employees and having like team members for this, and then a director over the team members, and then that director reports to you, and then you do, 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 do. And it just reminded me so much of corporate America. And she seemed so miserable. Like, she's giving these tips, but she sounded just so miserable and so uninspired. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, she has, in a sense, recreated her 9-to-5 job. And yeah, now she's the boss, but she's still doing all of these pointless meetings that really don't need to be done. She's spending more time tracking the business than creating the things that the business is based on. And, you know, she's got this whole like system with all these employees and all these trackers and the trackers that are tracking the trackers, and then the meeting to talk about the tracker. And it, I mean, I had to laugh because I'm like, this is so like my corporate job was. And it was great for me to listen to because it just reaffirmed that like I am doing fine and I don't need all that stuff, right? Like, the stage that I'm in with my business, you'll hear people say like, well, you should hire this person or that person. It's time to start building a team. And it's like, no, because that's exactly what happens. You start to basically recreate your 9-to-5 job, where next thing you know, you're spending more time explaining to your employees and then tracking them and micromanaging them than if you just did it yourself. And it got back to the whole point of freedom, because here she was like trying to figure out how she could work 4 days a week and get everything done. So she like literally had an entire day of nothing but meetings, and an entire day of nothing but like batching a bunch of social media posts. And it all just felt so yuck listening to it. And that is the last thing I want. My goal for this business is freedom. I want freedom to live my life. I want freedom to be a hands-on mom, to be home with my kids. I want the freedom to like do what I want to do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be locked in to a 40-hour work week or more. If I wanted that, I would go back to the 9-to-5, right? Like, I would go back to the corporate world. But that's where I see like 99% of business owners is they're working way more than they did in their corporate job, in their business. But like 90% of what they're doing isn't even impacting their income. Like, so many people will spend the majority of their time on social media, but it's not correlating to an increase in sales whatsoever. And I see that all the time and it drives me crazy. Or like all this focus of like, I got to build a website. Websites are obsolete. Nobody gives a shit if you have a website. You know what I mean? Like, no one's looking at it. And so that's what I have noticed. That's what I've been seeing. And I think that if you have the goal of just wanting to break free from the 9-to-5 grind and have the freedom to live your life now, enjoy life now, if you didn't like all of the meetings and the trackers and the this and that of the corporate world, don't recreate that in your business or in your life. And so a lot of times when we think about money and we think about like starting a business, right? It's like everyone wants to hit that $1 million mark. And that's fine, but don't lose sight of what that represents, because in most cases, it's going to represent freedom. And also in most cases, instead of achieving that, it's going to turn in to manifesting another stressful environment like corporate America, like your day job. And so that was just like a really glaring thing that I realized listening to this podcast and a few others, and then just like on social media, seeing all these business owners that are running around like a chicken with their head cut off and not really manifesting the real thing they want and getting like way far off of their passion, the thing that lights them up. Because again, like instead of focusing on that and letting that like light them up and being creative and creating with that, they're focused on this other part. Because we've been so conditioned to think like, well, you have to have all of this structure and all of these analytics and all of these meetings and everything else. And next thing you know, like they're just as miserable as they were in their day job. So with all that being said, the way that I run my business now, I've gotten it to a point where I'm in like one of the busiest phases of my life. You know, I have 3 kids, 2 of them are young, they're not in school yet. It's very hands-on. And so I can't be on calls all the time. I can't like constantly be doing all these things. Like, I really have to be efficient with my time. And so in doing that, I've been able to really like streamline my business, automate almost everything. So what I did was I found like, what are all of the mega successful businesses doing? What system do they have? What platforms are they using? And what strategies are they using to streamline their business and to automate it? And essentially like set up everything on autopilot so that whether I'm on vacation, whether I am sleeping, whether I just don't feel like doing anything for the day, I still, every time I look at my phone, I'm getting payment notifications. And so that is amazing, because with that, if I need to rest, if I need to take care of my kids, I can. If I feel like creating and I'm feeling really inspired, I can. Like, I have the freedom to do that. I'm not getting sidetracked with all of these things, all of these like fancy things that don't really drive the business or increase sales. And so if that's where you're at, like if that's the same thought process that you have, that you want the freedom, like that is the goal, I have taken everything, all of the systems, all of the email automations, sales pages, checkouts, like everything that has been working so freaking well, so high converting in my business, and I've put it in my new program, Freedom Tribe, so that you could literally replicate it. Because that's the thing. It's like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And I know every business owner feels like they have to do that. That's not what you should do. Like, find a strategy that works, find a system that works, and automate it. Like, let it run for you. And then you can choose how you want to spend your time. You can choose, like, what you want to work on next. You're not bogged down with all of these things like social media that aren't really doing anything at the end of the day for your business. So the way this is broken out is the first part of the course is all money mindset. And it's really specific to getting in that frame of mind of the seven-figure business owner that wants freedom. Because I don't want you to lose track of that. And I want you to know that it's possible to have both, to have money in abundance, but also to have the freedom and lifestyle that you desire. And then once you have that, the second part is implementing the strategy and the system, which is literally like replicating what I'm doing that's working, that's converting well, and doing it for your own business. And so we had a beta round where people are testing it out. That's now closed, but I am opening it to anyone that wants to join. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes. You could also go to thelawofattractiontribe.com/freedom-tribe, and you'll get all the details there. But regardless of like whether you're a business owner, want to start a business, have dreamed of starting a business or whatever, just don't lose sight of the why. And that was what was so amazing about that post on Instagram, is like that was really helping people paint the picture of why they want the money. Like, what is the money going to give you? And don't lose sight of that thing. And if you can do that, like, you'll be golden. That is when you can manifest things so quickly and so effortlessly. It's when we lose sight and we focus on just the money component rather than the lifestyle that we want, that things get messy, right? Because you have to paint that picture. You have to have that vision to inspire you and keep you going. And you have to know what you want that money for. And so think about that if you didn't do the manifestation game, and think about like, what would you spend your first $1 million on? With the intent that you have to spend it all. Because I want you to get comfortable like thinking about big numbers and thinking in these like grand terms. So have some fun with that. Like, think about it and start painting that vision for yourself, and just watch and see how opportunities will start showing up left and right that are starting to align with that vision. And then come on Instagram at Law of Attraction Tribe and send me a message and let me know how it's going, because I guarantee it's going to happen. You're going to start getting all these opportunities that just show up that align with your vision. It works like magic, I'm telling you. So I hope that inspires you to think big, to get really clear on your vision. And if you're interested in Freedom Tribe, I will link it up in the show notes, and I'll see you back here next time. Thanks for tuning in.